Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel good. I feel good. Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get him up all over this building. Now, while you got him up, I just need to see the hand of those that know that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them in the air. Come on, come on. All over this building. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, while you got him up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle that God did for you. Come on. And just begin to praise them all over this place tonight.
Come on and praise.
Come on, praise.
Come on and praise. Come on and praise.
Anybody know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will deliver. And if you in all time, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here. Somebody go get a somebody go get a breakthrough. Oh yes. Listen, listen, listen. I'm getting ready to name a few things that God did for Mary. And if anybody can relate to or identify with any of these things, I want you to get up out of your seat. And when you get up, I want you to bring somebody up with you. Catch somebody by the hand and bring somebody up with you. But if God ain't never done none of these things for you, I just want you to stay there, sit there, fold your arms and act all cute and sophisticated. And watch us Holy Ghost folks get ready to go crazy up in here praising God. Hey! Can anybody relate to this? He puts food on my table. Somebody sitting there like God ain't never fed you, just as fat as you want to be. Claws on my back. Oh, that's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. Woo. Anybody ever been broke? I'm talking about down to your last dime, broke. Didn't know how you was gonna make it through the next day. But I just need to ask somebody up in this building tonight. When you were at the end of your rope, did God pay your bills for you? When you didn't have money in your pocket?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Somebody sitting down. Anybody ever been sick? Reverend Chief, I know what you know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever been real sick? I'm not talking about that Tylenol headache sick. I'm talking about in the hospital, didn't know where you was. Pain in your body. Woo! Didn't know you could make it through the next day, but some way, somehow, when the doctors fail, when medicine fail, I need to know it. I need to know if we got any saints in this building that know anything about God stepping in your sick room. And with one touch of his healing hand, he healed.
He healed.
good to you. Just reach up and get somebody by the hand and tell him, he brought me through. Lord brought me through. The devil don't like what's happening up in here. The devil don't like what's happening. Listen. I'm getting ready to make the devil mad again. I need some Holy Ghost folks in here to know God brought you through. If you got anything to thank him for, if you got anything to testify about, if you got anything to give him the glory for, if you got anything to give him the praise for, I just want you to get up on your feet on the count of three. I just want you to jump up and give somebody a big, or give him a big Holy Ghost praise. Look at somebody and tell him, if you don't feel like praising him, look at somebody and tell him, if you don't feel like praising him, look at him and tell him, move over. Give me a little space. I'm getting ready to praise. I'm getting ready to lift him up. One, two, three. Jump up and pray.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. God will deliver on time. Amen. I know that to be true. I know that to be so many times he has delivered just right on time. And our time is not in sync with God's time.
Rev, do he move on your time or his time?
Yeah, man, he move on his time. our clock and his clock is a little different because time don't even register with him, but he knows just when to move. Oh, and it's in our favor. Hallelujah. He never comes too early. He never comes too late, but he comes right. It's so fashionable. It's in his time and in his plan. And it all works for our good. Hallelujah. He will deliver. If you don't think he'll deliver, you can ask Moses. Yes, sir. Won't he deliver? He got the red
tape. Hey, Reverend, he's on time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know God will. He will deliver.
Yes, sir.
On time.
Yes, sir. And he's still doing it right today. Just when we need him the most. When we realize that we need to look at his clock rather than our clock. Because our clock is winding down. Time is winding up for us. But God, in his grace, hallelujah, in his mercy, in that unmerited favor that he gives to us, the free grace that he's given to every Christian. And I like how he holds the door open. He said, whosoever will, let him come. While he still have grace, while he still have time. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to look at this morning. God bless us. We'll look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. We'll pray, but I want you to think about love. Let's think on love a little bit. Amen. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We should thank you for your mercy. We're so thankful, Father God, that you allowed us to see this day. Father, we all laid down hoping and expecting to see this day, but you made it a reality when you touched us with the finger of love. And we said, thank you, Father God. You spoke to our lives. You bid our golden moments to roll on a little while longer, Father. We said, thank you, Father, not because we've been so good, but you because you've been so loving and so kind. And you touched that heart, that desire to do your will. Hallelujah. You gave us not the strength, oh, the grace, the mercy to do your will. Oh, Father God, we ask prayer for those that, oh, Father, on the highways and byways, oh, those that may be traveling, Father God, in their physical life and their, Father God, you know the way we need to go. You know just what strength we need. You know what lies ahead, Father. So we ask you to cover in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover. Oh, Father, we ask for traveling grace in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that we do love you as we travel through our lives. Bless us, Father God. Give us what we need, but help us with the pitfalls that may come and give us strength, wisdom, courage, and knowledge to understand your will and your way. We thank you in advance how you blessed us and going to bless us this morning. We count it all joy. Thank you for being our own top, God. Thank you for delivering over and over and over again. I want to tell you that we do love you, Father. We're so thankful that you allowed us to spend moments with you, Father God. So come on in the room and bless whom you will. Set free whom you will. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Let thy will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Deliver, deliver. God, I just want to thank him for his manifestation of his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit. We thank God for his love, his grace, his mercy, his peace, his joy, everlasting joy. My cup runneth over when I think about the good things, the good things he's done for us, even, and we're going to find that in our lesson today. He is his goodness, the goodness of the Lord, showeth forth his strength. We can find joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy in the Lord. I don't care what you're going through, what you've been through, what you're going through right now, count it all joy. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is the Christian strength. Hallelujah. As we look at this here in Corinthians, the first Corinthians, the 13th chapter, first Corinthians, 13th chapter, we'll start at the verse. Oh, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. And oh, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Oh, hallelujah. This is the necessity and advantage of grace of love. This grace of love, this unmerited favor that God gives us. And it is necessity that I need love, because though I may sacrifice, oh, though I may as far as to give my body, but I'm still withholding my heart from the Lord. It don't profit me anything. I must give him my heart. And the heart, he's looking for that heart to be loving. Hallelujah. That oh, hallelujah. Though I can communicate with verse 1, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, I can communicate with angels, but I don't have the what I need. I don't have love. I don't have charity. I am just making a bunch of noise. In other words, I am becoming a sounding brass, and I'm a tinkling cymbal. Hallelujah. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith that I could remove mountains, but if I don't have this love, I am not anything at all. I'm nothing. Though I bestow all my goods, and I'm feeding the poor, I'm doing the work, but I don't have no love in what I'm doing. I don't have what I need. Oh, I don't have this charitable. Oh, hallelujah! The charitable heart. Not. You know, when we think of charity, charitable giving, and we give to organizations, but if we don't give it in love, it profits. Even the, you know, you look at charity giving, but if you don't have no love behind the motive and what you're doing, it's all in vain. It don't profit you anything. And you have not charity, it profits me nothing, verse 3 would tell us. But and then verse 4 would go along and explain it. For your charity suffereth long. And in that suffering, it is time. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Oh, hallelujah. You take having a loved one. You'll suffer with that loved one, whether it be the relationship, whether it be man towards woman, or woman towards child, or a mother towards child, father towards child. Hallelujah. It's sometimes in your experience growing pains, for that is charity on the battlefield, suffering long, but in that it is kind, even in the chastisement. Children don't understand when the parent have to go forth and suffer for them, though they showed them the right way. But and then it breaks the parent's heart when the children don't walk the way that they've been taught how to walk. But love is still there. Love is still there, and it is being time, but it's still hoping for the best for that child. And here you'll find charity suffering and long right there. It's just an illustration for you. But that's so the way it is with God and man. Hallelujah. True love to God and man. Without this, the most glorious gift are of none account to us, or no esteem in the sight of God. Hallelujah. And a clear head, a clear head and a deep understanding are of no value without a benevolent and charitable heart. Hallelujah. No matter what you do, make sure you have some love in it, because let love be the motive in which you move. You give, you're sharing this, you're doing all this. It's good if you do all the other things that was above this verse 4, 1 through 3. It's good if you do all them, but make sure as you're doing them, you do it in love. Hallelujah. Charity is suffering long and is kind. Charity is not. Now, you don't have to be envious, because it is love. It don't have to be jealous within itself, because it is love. Hallelujah. It is not puffed up. Hallelujah. It do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easy to provoke. Seeketh no evil. See, it don't seek its own. You'll care about others more than you do yourself when you love with this agape love that God gives unto us. You'll look on the affairs of others and see what they need and how you can be a blessing to them. And therefore, is the love of God shown? Because how do he love his Christian? He loves, God loves his children through his Christians. We love each other because we have the love of God within us. If we don't behave ourselves unseemly, we don't seek not the things of our own, but we seek the things of others. It is not easy provoked and hoping for the best and to believe the best and hoping for your good, not for your destruction and the evil. You don't think no evil, to rejoice. You don't rejoice not even in iniquity, but it rejoice in the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why, I ask this question, why would you hang on to something that's steady, making you shed browny tears? Why would you hang on something that even within your own self, that's causing your relationship with God, our Father, to be in a bad way, to where he won't hear you? But if you try to please him, if you work on the thing that the Holy Spirit is trying to tug at you to do, is that little inner voice that says, don't go this way, but go that way. Don't lean to your own understanding. Wait a little while and pray on it. Hallelujah. That's the voice of whom? That's love talking to you. Hallelujah. Love, love, love bears all things. Hallelujah. It even believeth all things. It hopeth all things. It endureth all things. And don't take this for granted. But when you have someone in your corner that's hoping for your good, hoping for your success, enduring with you, praying for you, hoping that God will show you the way to go, that's love. That's love speaking to you. Do not tune a deaf ear to that voice, but open your ear to when love is speaking. Love speak to us all the time, whether you be saint or sinner. Love will speak to you. Because if you're a sinner and you practice iniquity, love will tell you off time, you turn a deaf ear to it, but it tell you, don't do that. Don't do that, but you have not come into the knowledge of what real love is. You think it's a weak thing, but love is so strong that it drove our very Savior to the cross. Love is so strong it made him stay there as they hit him with a cat of nine tail. And then when it dug in, when they hit him and it dug into his flesh, and each time when they pulled it away, it ripped away flesh from his bones, from his body. Oh, hallelujah. That was love there. Love was still on the battlefield there for you. And it still was believing all things. It was bearing all things at that time. And it was hoping, that whomsoever will let him come, hoping all things. And it was enduring all things. Verse 8, charity never failing. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. This is the scripture. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, prophesy in part, the things we prophesy, and it's only in part. Some of us, the effects of charity are stated that we may know whether we have this grace. Hallelujah. That if we have not, we may not rest till we have it. This is love. Love is clear proof of the regeneration and is a touchstone, hallelujah, of our professed faith in Christ. Oh, hallelujah, how beautiful, how beautiful, how beautiful the nature and effect of love. Oh, hallelujah. See, if Paul was, hallelujah, speaking to these Corinthians, that they should conduct, hallelujah, see, they was a proud, Lord help me, a proud people with well adverse in prophecy, theory, knowledge. Hallelujah. But I don't care how much knowledge you have. You better have some love that God can show you how to apply that knowledge, that it may not be a hindrance to you. Sometimes we can be so small. Hallelujah. Till we miss the simple things of God. Though we know all things, though we can communicate with supernatural beings, but we don't have the love that it needs to apply that we can win souls to God. Hallelujah. Charity is an utterly enemy to selfishness. Does not desire or seek its own praise. Hallelujah. Or honor or profit. Do we ever find ourselves seeking the praise and the profit and wanting others to look on me instead of look on God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're walking against love when you do that. Hallelujah. But don't do it, Christians. Not that charity destroys all regard to ourselves. Hallelujah. Or to that charitable man. We should, in other words, everything that God allows you to do, let someone know that it was not me, but it was God doing it. Hallelujah. Move out the way. Sometimes we can stand in the way of love. Hallelujah. Don't do it. You find yourself being selfish. You find yourself want to be at odds. You find yourself not wanting to forgive. You find yourself there when you're standing in the way of love. Hallelujah. Let love rest, rule, and abide within your heart. And love will find you, knowing that it will hide a multitude of faults. Hallelujah. You know, it's hard to love someone when we're steady looking at the shortcomings. But you have to, just like God does, put on those rose-colored glasses and look through us, through Jesus. Hallelujah. You find yourself, it's hard to love somebody. You got to look at them through Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at them. Let God be so amazing at that point. It's easy for me to love my brother that I'm so tight with, you know, that we often think alike and we have this genuine love for one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But can I love that one that's talking about me and that's stirring up mischief all the time? Hate me just because I love God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Herein is love magnified. Love stands up. Hallelujah. If we bow down. Hallelujah. If we be in humble submission to God. Love will. Hallelujah. Love will abide. And love is not weak, but love is strong. Herein, charity never faileth. That's scripture. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 8th verse, charity never faileth. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But listen, verse 10 tells us, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Hey, hallelujah. When love is made perfect, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When love is made perfect, when was love made perfect for us? On a hill. Far away. It stood an old rugged cross. It was the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, something. And I love that old cross. It was so despised by the world, but it has a wonderful attraction for me, but what happened upon that cross that my Savior, hallelujah, in that when he died, when he paid a debt for me that I could not pay, when I was disconnected from God, love was put on a tree. Love clamped Golgotha's heel. Calvary. Oh, the place of the skull that they called it. Love was stretched wide. love was nailed to a cross. Oh, but they lifted love up. Love was made perfect when they lifted love up. Hallelujah. Oh, and it still symbolizes in our mind, deep rooted within our heart. We see him on the cross. Love is made perfect. Hallelujah. When he stretched his arms wide, love is made perfect. It was made perfect, hallelujah, when they wounded him. Love was made perfect when they spat upon him. Love was made perfect when they crucified him. Love was on the battlefield, hallelujah, for us. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. See, when we think on this earthly thing, it's a dark and dim thing, but God is preparing us because we are citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. And that when it will be fully perfect to us, when we go into a different dimension, when we close our eyes on this side of Jordan and we open them up, hallelujah, through that pathway we must walk, which is called death. Oh, don't be afraid of death, because Christians is dying all the time. How you say that? Well, when they're pulling off, hallelujah, that hatred, and they're letting love abide. They're letting their body die, hallelujah. And they're gaining strength in their spiritual man. They're preparing themselves for heaven. Hallelujah. When they shall see even more clearly, when love shall be made perfect. Hallelujah. But see, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When God matured me, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I start thinking how, and I start realizing just how strong love is. See, I was when I was a child, I didn't know how I didn't know what love could do for me, but I trusted parents. But parents had the heart of love to give me, and as I grew, I understood, hallelujah, as a child, but when he allowed me to grow up in him and become a man, even though I'm still a child, I'm a child of God, I'm a child in God, and I'm open to his understanding. But when I became a man, I put away the childish thing that would separate me, the childish thing that would cause trials and tribulations to come up on me, the childish things. Hallelujah. But I grew up. Hallelujah. And I put away those things, and I found myself, I found the burdens being a little lighter, even though I still have trials and tribulations, but I learned how to lean and depend upon him. hallelujah. But I know I can't handle it all by myself, but I said, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless. I know I can call of him. Bless, oh, thank you, Jesus, even now, bless me, bless me. Bless me, Lord, as I walk this walk, as I talk this talk, as I try to endure and love those whom you've given unto me to love. Those that are called upon thy name, and those that are still trying to wait, oh, and trying to make Jesus, their choice. Bless me, Lord, that I love them. Hallelujah. But now we see through a glass. Hallelujah. Darkly, but then face to face. Now I'm known in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darkly, sometimes that glass get a little dark. Oh, hallelujah. And parts I just don't understand. But love has a way of clearing it up for me. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed state, how much surprising the best. You know, God is love. With, oh, hallelujah. Let me help you a little bit. Let us look at First John, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. First John, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First John, the fourth chapter and the eighth verse. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He that loveth not known, not God, for God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Well, let me clear it up for you. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. Verse 6 tells us, he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the verse 8 will tell us, he that loveth not known not God, for God is love. And verse 9 will tell you, in this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Hallelujah. It's love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. So we should be careful how we treat God. Be careful how we treat one another. Be careful how we pick up that spirit that wants to cause harm to one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God died. Jesus came and he died. Hallelujah. He paid a price that we could not pay, and we're running around with writing checks on account that we haven't put nothing in. Oh, what you talking about, preacher? Well, you know what happens when you write checks on account that's been closed or that's empty. You'll find yourself getting in trouble. You have all kind of insufficient funds. See, somebody is living on insufficient funds right now when they have not love, when they're acting so evil and full of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Hallelujah. And that's the 16th verse of 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. God bless you. God bless you. One thing I like about it and one thing that I love about it. And now, verse 13, abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. For it was love from the beginning of our time. And it will be love in the end of our time. on earth, but love made it possible that that we're hoping for, that we're believing in, that we're having faith, expecting and hoping for, and God will make it and is making it a reality because love of God causes faith and hope, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, to change their form. That we are hoping for, we shall receive it. That we're having faith in, our faith will become even physical sight. It's spiritual sight right now, but it'll change its form to hallelujah, hallelujah. One day, oh, when we look upon Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we see the one that died for us, you'll see love manifest in its form. You'll be able to look on love face to face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Because we are able to move and get us in and out and about, it is because of love, the love of God. So keep him in your heart. Oh, you might not know every scripture, but if you know love, hallelujah, love will bless you to know the things that you need to know. Love will help you when you're weak. Love will build you up when you're torn down. Love will abide within your heart. Love will call the cold and the stony heart. God has a way of letting love free your heart up so you'll be able to set yourself free, but because of love, hallelujah, because of love, he was wounded for our transgression, because of love, oh, he was abused for us because of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, we thank God today for his love, we thank God today because he's given us the strength, hallelujah, to walk in the way that we need to walk. He's given us the strength, hallelujah, to live because of him, hallelujah, because of what he's done for us and is still doing, hallelujah. God bless you. This is what I have for you today. Let love rest, rule, and abide within. Just let go and let God love you. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Aunt Martha, Sister Martha, for you continue to show love day by day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, when I think about this love thing, you know, Jesus made it plain. It's I don't want to sound like I'm condemning anybody, but when we until we understand, God said it, when he said it to his disciples, he gave us scriptures with that, brother. He gave us scripture with that, Matthew's. And he gave, he told them this here in Matthew 22 and verse 37. You don't have to go there. It's just in your margin. Matthew 22, 37. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind.
That's right.
And this is the greater commandment. We can do all things in life, talking about with our lips, words coming out there sounding so good. But we need to start home first, loving him.
That's it.
See, loving him calls you to love others. Loving him calls you to look at the first greater commandment that we so I got that stuff. I can love God, but how can you hate somebody?
All right.
The love of God you have never seen.
That's
but
right.
But he tells
us
these things you have to put in our heart. He said, thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first greater commandment. And the second is, he said, and the second is like unto it, that thou love thy neighbor. Listen, as thyself. And on these Ten Commandments hang on the wall.
All right.
In the prophet. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This here is a spiritual law. When you
mm-hmm.
see that, it turns to love. The spiritual law turns to love. And I'm going to tell you something, Rabbi. You make it so plain that if we err because we don't hear the love, it's because we don't
mm-hmm.
want to love. We want to choose
that's
who
right,
to love.
That's right.
So we want to
right.
look at who we can love and they can pay it back, brother. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
You know, if I love you, Reverend, I know you're going to love me back. But how can I take that, Reverend? How is it that I can love somebody and pay back but can't love nobody won't pay me back? That's how Jesus
that's
did.
It.
He
that's
did it on Calvary. He did it on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put that interject in there because love can you can do love every day, cause we ain't
mm-hmm.
got some of us ain't got for it, but we think we love it until some closing situation. That love
mm-hmm.
God,
yes sir.
You can disagree
right
with somebody, don't mean you can disagree with somebody, and don't mean you don't love them. It means you disagree with them.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I think you don't have to turn to hate. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to turn to hate you, cause I find
mm-hmm.
we're all different. We're born there. We're all different. So thank God for how he gives us in parts, how he teaches us. You know, I love God.
Yes,
I love
sir.
God so much. I find out that if we lift him up
mm-hmm.
in our walk, he'll come on in. He'll come on
mm-hmm.
in and he'll bless. He'll bless. Thank you, Rev, for the word. Thank you for what you got in store, man. Keep us in prayer, man, that God keep doing what we're doing, man. You know, it takes a lot, man. Folks be thinking we're sending foot, man. It takes a lot, man, for what we're doing. A lot. Come out of time.
Yes,
I know it's not like a risk for you, but if you got to get up in the morning and prepare and get in here and do a lesson every morning like we do, you know, it takes the love of God to do this. That's love.
Yes, sir.
That's love.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody, ain't now time when you sit and do we get off. We nail down. We said,
mm-hmm.
"Get somebody help pay it." We do it out of love.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't doing it out of self gratification. I'm not gonna tell you. We ain't starving for no preaching and teaching. You know,
mm-hmm.
no, we do this out of love. We do it out of love. You know,
yes,
I'm talking about strictly sacrificing time to do
mm-hmm.
this, and thinking about someone's soul. That's what the ministry is about. Jesus asked one
that's
man, "You love me?" He asked him.
All right.
Because prior
mm-hmm.
to that, he denied Jesus. And Jesus answered
yeah.
him. And when he replied to Jesus, he said, you know all them things. You know I know I love you. You little feeble man.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came to him a second time and asked him the same thing. And old Peter got frustrated, Reverend. And he got a little frustrated. He said, you know all things, Lord. He said, we're going to feed my sheep. And
mm-hmm.
that third thing is repented, because one thing about it, I've learned that he had to repent for every time he denied.
Come on,
he had
man.
To repent every time he denied. Because he said, for the rooster crow mm-hmm. three times that he going to have to
mm-hmm.
what? He's going to deny him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I guarantee for the rooster crow three times that he's going to deny me. And he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. So I believe,
mm-hmm.
now you don't have to trust, you don't have to believe, that's what I'm saying. But I believe he made him confess three times. Because you cannot leave God's people without loving him. You can't
that's
look
right.
at people when you're leaving God's people and you preaching and teaching and you're looking at the people got to feel God's love. Even in your
yes,
correction, right. even in your reproof,
yes, sir.
It has to feel God's love. It has to be done with
ooh.
Grace. It has to be done
yes,
with
right.
wisdom. And also time that you care for their soul. I really believe
mm-hmm.
God said I will give you pastors out of my own heart. I really believe that.
Praise the Lord.
But do you
want to
be
yes,
shepherd,
sir.
Though? The problem is, do you want to be shepherd?
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, every time the sheep leads the shepherd, something wrong. Do you want to be
yeah,
shepherd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you, that means you got to open that horn up and let him
thank you, Lord.
And watch this, let her help you in your weak spot. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't
mm-hmm.
always be. It ain't always be in your favor, really. It's not going to
be. Oh, I know you're right.
You know, you don't wake up in the morning sometimes, and like I said, it might not be an amen sermon. It might not be an amen
mm-hmm.
lesson. But whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
do what I mean.
Yes, sir.
You know, if it's called to be a deliverer, Lord, Lord, wherever it is, Lord, remove it. Because I don't want to have this much control over me that it caused me to miss my, because you never know when you're coming. Might as well say that again. You never know when he's coming. You just don't know.
That's right.
Because I don't care how great you are and how wise you are, no one knows. Matter of fact, the scripture said that Jesus don't even know. God ain't told the Son yet. His Son, S-O-N. Not S-U-N, S-O-N. Let him know when it's time. But when it's time, I just want to be ready. I don't want to be the one saying, what did you say before man? I didn't say nothing. I called you to say something. But Lord, I was worrying about the feelings. I called you to say something, and you didn't say
it.
Lord, I love them, Lord, but I called you to tell them. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. When you try to do something for the Lord, I'm not evil, always in the presence.
Yes, sir.
Don't beg of it because you don't understand it. Just step out on faith when God gave it to you. And watch the service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch them standing there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just standing there. Because love brought us to where we are today. Thank you, Red, for the message. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful that God allow us to experience. No. I say that experience him if you open up the Bible. Hallelujah. You experience him, God. You read. Hallelujah. Then he bless you with understanding. You're experiencing God. Hallelujah. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. He that feared is not made perfect in love. Oh, hallelujah. But you don't have to fear God, but you just reverence him and love him. Oh, hallelujah. Watch him bless your life. Watch him. Oh, whatever hindereth you, God will show you. He'll unveil that, and he'll help you if you honestly want, hallelujah, to love him. And to love him is to obey him. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for his strength. Hallelujah. What I mean, his strength, because when you're trying to love God, and you heard Rem Brian tell you about Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 37th verse, that's how important it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How much we have to love God with all our very being. And love God. And if we love God, it helps us love one another for his agape love. When it's rooted within our hearts, we can't help but love even our enemies when they hate on us. We have the love of God, hallelujah, that keeps our hand. Hallelujah. We have the love of God when fake friends, hallelujah, we have the love of God, and they can't understand when they cut up on you and you just smile at them. That's the love of God. We thank God for his love and how his love keepeth us. It keepeth us. His understanding, his joy, his peace, it keepeth us. We just want to say thank God. Thank God, and Lord bless us to love you even more. Love one another even more. God bless me with a saying that we have enough hate in this world. But we should be some love somewhere. We have enough hate, evil all around. So, you can just love someone. Just send them a godly smile or just a kind word. Hallelujah. Proverbs will even tell you, hallelujah, how to handle anger and wrath. Hallelujah. Proverbs. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 15, I mean, Lord just gave this to me. It's for somebody. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your love. So just if you just give a soft answer, it'll turn it away. Wrap somebody trying to stir up something. Just give a soft answer. Grievous words. It'll try to stir up anger. Oh, but you just let God love. And you don't have to be nobody's doormat neither. A doormat, you know, it get walked upon. But love, hallelujah. Love, let love abide in Jesus' name. We want to give you what Martha gave. And also at this time, if anyone needs prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah. If anyone needs prayer, if anyone want to push the one button, just say thank you for the lesson. Or did someone understood, hallelujah. Or something need to be explained, now is the time. Hallelujah. You can hit the one button at this time. While I'm waiting on you to hit the one button, I'll give you what sister given us, waving the white flag. I hear you. Deuteronomy 6:4-5 is here, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Hallelujah. You shall love the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Surrender is God's love language. Oh, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Song, I surrender all to him, my blessed Savior. Hallelujah. See, she have an underline here. Let me read a little bit of this for you. From God's point of view, life with him is far more than just trying to be good. It is always about relationship in which surrender is the way we express our grateful love to him. That Jesus is amazing love for us, surrendered himself on the cross to rescue us from our helpless bondage to sin and set us on a journey to all that is good and glorious. Thank you, Lord. I hear you waving the white flag. Oh, it ain't nothing wrong with surrendering. Hallelujah. I'd rather be God's captive. Oh, because I know he's going to keep me. Hallelujah. Miracle material. I hear you, ain't it? Miracle material, Isaiah 46, to whom will you compare me, O Lord? Or who is my equal? Hey, Isaiah 40:25. Hey, I hear you. I hear you. Praise the Lord. An idol is anything that takes God's rightful place. Oh, I need to read that again. An idol is anything that takes God's rightful place. Have we put anything in our hearts in the place of God? Have we let anger overrule so much that we can't love? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I miracle material. I hear you. We was true. What was true of Israel whole, true for us as well. Nothing we have made or brought for ourselves can meet the need of our heart. Only God, who has been carrying us from the womb, hallelujah, can carry us into the future. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I hear you. I hear you. One more. You see, that was one more. Didn't get credit. All right. Didn't get credit. Colossians 4:7-18. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Praise the Lord. Yes. The secret of true service is absolute faithfulness wherever God replace you. Listen, the secret of true service is absolute faithfulness wherever God's placed you. So wherever God placed you, whatever situation you may be in, let God still remain faithful. Let your love abide. Let God be God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God. Well, I take it no one else hit the one button. So
no, real. Somebody hit it, real.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Let me help you with
all right.
So, we have to follow. We
thank
come
you.
To the throne, praise the Lord. Lord, we come to humble to the throne, praise the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the Reverend Henry in the lesson he gave this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the things deposited in him, Lord, especially this morning, Lord. For concealing, Lord, it was you, Father God, that gave him
yes.
the words to say the encouragement this morning, Lord. We ask you, Father God,
thank you, Jesus.
Him and his household, Lord. Listen to all the endeavors he I know, Father God, he got up to on his mind, Lord. I know, Father God, in his mind. For the Bible tells us, try the spirit. By the spirits of God. We believe that bless him this morning. For covering him, Lord, in his day. Bless him,
Jesus.
Lord. We believe when we pray for the man of God, children of the house, bless him, Lord. So we pray
hallelujah.
For his house, Lord. We pray for his wife, Lord. And for his grandkids
yeah.
and his spirits, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to cover him, Lord.
Jesus.
Sometimes we don't pray enough for our pastors and ministers and
all
evangelists.
Right.
We want to listen to you, right. Lord. In prayer, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for being a helper, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father God, just being, even being in the corner, Lord. Father God, you just a little servant, Lord. We want you to just give him with your ritual of your love, Lord. He doesn't
thank
do
you.
Nothing, Lord. You don't have to make him do nothing, Lord. He do it with joy, Lord. And I thank you for keeping
thank
that
you.
In all our thoughts. Lord, we just
thank
all our listeners, Lord, that come out of Just go and get a little closer with God's plan, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless every household, Lord, spiritually,
yes, Lord.
Physically, and financially, Lord. Cover them in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know their needs, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, but they might burn down, even back in the mother loved one, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, maybe they didn't lay the rest of one just being in sickness, Lord. We know you're the healer of the ultimate healer. Wherever, where you want to do it, Lord, just give us strength, Lord. To understand your healing, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to purpose this ministry, Lord. Just always lift you up first, Lord. We learn by love, Lord. When we ask you to search our heart, if there's any hatred there, Lord. Search our heart, Lord. If there's any division, Lord. Search our heart, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, we do all
Lord
things
God.
Of prophecy. We can speak in tongues, Lord, but we don't have love, Lord. It's nothing, Lord. So thank you for the message this morning, Lord. We learned, Lord, that you gave us two great commandments, Lord. And we're trying to love you, Lord, and our neighbors. We do this, Lord. Strengthen us when we're weak at. Strengthen us, Lord. Lord, go out in this day, Lord. Let's go out in this day, Lord. Give us your peace, Lord. If it be your will for us to be on next, Lord, let your Holy Spirit be help us. We want life, Lord. We believe, Lord, that when praises go up, blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Lord. But we just
hallelujah.
Come out, Lord, with a humble submission, Lord. And ask, Lord, if the songwriter said that you deliver, and you deliver on time, Lord. So, Lord, it might be somebody on time deliver right now, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. Not just in finance only, Lord. Not just in being a letter through the mail, Lord, but loving you, Father God, so they can love others as well, Lord. We ask you this,
Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise
thank
Lord.
You, Reverend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Look, Durham, I don't have an old church here, and I don't have a tambourine even. I don't have an old building, so I had to bring it along with me. Jake, start rolling now. I'll have my medicine now. You don't
How many believe that? Say it with me.